The gift that keeps on giving all day long. Ticket White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Reliant Air Conditioning, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Chili.
And now, here are your hosts.
Chili.
Captain Donovan Lewis, George Dunham, and Corby Davidson.
One of y'all got way too close. I couldn't identify the voice, but I'm going back to listen to it.
It was Travis.
And I'm kicking somebody's ass.
It was yeah. Totally Travis.
Wait, what the heck?
He was so ready.
Somebody.
Picked up that language at the strip club.
Man, yeah. Dude. Somebody had their eyes closed, head back, just ready to rear it out there too, boy.
All right. Why Today Doesn't Suck. Today is December the 6th, 25 days left in 2023, and it's sponsored by
Sante Center for Healing online at santecenter.com and Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Thank you, Tyler. On this day in history, in 1877, the Washington Post published its first edition.
Of what?
Washington.
Oh, of the Washington Post.
That's it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes. In 1923, the first U.S. presidential address was broadcast on radio by President Calvin Coolidge.
Do you think they delivered that first edition? So somebody went out in their powdered wig and their robe.
You think a high school kid
just on a
got on a bike with a giant horse, back wheel or front wheel? And, yeah,
just two tiny training wheels in the back.
Yeah,
and threw that edition right there, and you go out there with your mug of coffee, just black, because they didn't have sweetener back then.
Whose idea was the giant wheeled bicycle? And that was a common thing. That
I
wasn't
know,
a bit.
That was like the bike,
right?
Yeah, who was the
ridiculous?
Whose idea
bike.
Was the powdered wig,
Mr. Man. Wig?
Okay, the bike is called a penny farthing.
Yeah,
I've heard
back
that
from the 1880s.
Yeah.
It's British.
In 1956, Nelson Mandela and 156 others were arrested for political activities in South Africa.
Free.
So, Nelson, do you guys remember when Nelson Mandela came back over here after he was released? And I can't remember who the supermodel was that showed up at the White House or wherever to greet him. And there was a very uncomfortable him staring down at her up tops.
Really?
Naomi
Campbell?
Watts? Campbell. I think it was Naomi Campbell. There was a
Naomi
shot of him
Watts.
Just looking down like, what's up?
Hey, he's been in jail a long
yes,
time.
Yes, for like 60 years or whatever. Yeah.
It's the Mandela effect.
You can't blame
okay.
him.
All right.
In 1963, the Beatles began a tradition of releasing a Christmas record for fan club members.
I've heard some of their Christmas stuff. It doesn't get played much.
Dude, I don't know if I've heard any of it.
Yeah.
Outside of McCartney's beating of a song.
Yeah, not that one. But yeah, they put out stuff a long time ago and then never gets played. Rarely gets played.
Speaking of that.
Soulful Christmas.
What time?
4:10.
Let's go.
What did you just do?
What?
Did you just lean over and
no.
butt rocket?
No. I was listening. I didn't do anything.
I thought he was
I
trying to get another
you.
Amp or something. He just kind of leaned
this
over and I heard a noise.
No.
Okay.
Listening defense is a little curious. We should
what?
All be listening. This chair is ridiculous.
Interesting. We need to go back
do
and take
anything.
A look at that.
We may need to put
no.
you on trial right now.
The chair may have made a noise. It wasn't me.
In 1964, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer first aired on television.
Okay. I was thinking about this the other day when we were talking
crazy.
About the morning show. It's about time to just to take this show off the air.
Why? Kids still love it.
Do they?
Well,
Claymation
no.
is way behind the times.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
And yep. the second thing is, it just doesn't hold up. It's like, yeah, we just kind of accept the bullying of a reindeer because he has a red nose, and even his dad mm-hmm. distances from him.
Dude, mm-hmm. what about Charlie Brown in that respect? How about bullying the star of the
yeah,
show, the entire
I know.
Show?
I know.
And he always gets, even the adults, he's getting rocks in his bag at Halloween.
Right, I got a rock.
He's so sad.
I know.
And the sad Julie Christmas tree?
At Thanksgiving.
Hey, Line 4
yeah,
guys, guys
here.
What's up?
Let's go.
Hey.
In 1970, the Cleveland Cavaliers' first NBA home victory
well,
took place.
Oh, Line 4 guy.
LeBron James,
beating the Buffalo Braves 108-106.
The Buffalo Guardians. No.
That's true. In 1973, Gerald Ford was sworn in as the first unelected vice president. He succeeded Spiro Agnew, which always sounded like an evil man.
Yeah, weird name.
Or a hell of a front man for a band.
He resigned over corruption allegations.
Oh. From Spiro?
Yeah, Spiro did. Mm-hmm. Not a really good president and vice president.
They didn't really have a good
run there. It was either that or he was going to jail for 20 years.
Yeah. In 1992, San Francisco wide receiver Jerry Rice caught an NFL record, or catches an NFL record 101st touchdown.
Yeah.
Imagine what he would have done in an offense where they passed the ball around.
Yeah. Yeah. They were running the wishbone.
Ricky Waters. Yeah, I mean, he was great.
Give it to Waters. Give it to Rathman.
Maybe the biggest piece of garbage that lives in the Metroplex.
Who?
Turns 87 today. Televangelist Kenneth Copeland.
Ooh.
Oh.
That sorry sack of garbage. You talk about...
These aren't lukewarm.
Going straight to hell. That guy is number one on the list.
Whoa. He's got the demon eyes, really? For sure.
Dude, he is what an awful human being and family.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
The amount of money they've siphoned out of poor people along the way to fly in private jets all over the world, F them.
Yeah, pretty sweet jets, though.
Yeah, they are. Rob Royer, the guitarist for Bread, is 81.
Bread. Look at all these old rockers now in their 80s.
That's the name of a band?
I know.
Bread?
Yeah, soft rock. You would know a song from Bread.
Yeah, you would know a Bread song.
You would. I'm telling you right now.
Put that hot dog on wheat. That was one of them.
The great Peter Buck of REM is 67.
They're almost 70 now.
How's his sleep?
I know.
I'm rising over you.
So were you not... Did you get into them?
I'm no into these bands.
R.E.M.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You okay?
Yeah, I got a bunch of R.E.M. records.
Oh, I didn't know if that was like your thing as well as you two.
Yeah.
They were real close.
Yeah, they were. I liked them. I don't know if I loved them, but I really liked them. Yeah.
They were no Judas Priest.
Dang right.
Who was? Andrew Cuomo is 66. Didn't he get in trouble for something?
Or was that
he lied to someone?
Didn't they both get in trouble, him and his brother?
Yeah, his brother covered for him, right?
Keeping up with the Cuomos.
I'd watch. Dave Lovering, the drummer of the Pixies, is 62. Judd Apatow, the director of Knocked Up, 40-year-old virgin. Not 40-year-old virgin, 40. And Superbad is 56. Robbie Gould is 41. The kicker?
The guitar man. That's Bread.
Yeah.
That, don't point at me like that's so obvious.
You know the guitar man.
Nothing. No, I don't. Who cares? Why? Only Bread I want is toasted.
Elizabeth Brunig. P1 journalist is 33.
Bob's sister.
It's not, but they got to be. Oh. Matt, her husband's got to be related to Bob, right?
Got to be.
Yeah.
Number 53.
Sports birthdays. Jose Contreras is 52.
Hey, man, that's a way to go.
He's a Contreras-ly in.
The Devil Rays manager, Kevin Cash, is 46.
Just the Rays.
Whatever. Former Stars great Matt Niskanen is 37.
Yes.
Oh, look at Baldy.
He got Baldy's attention.
That's why he has the sweater and the hat.
Yep.
Adam Eaton on the air is 35.
That was a big ticket joke for there for a while.
The Greek freak himself, Giannis Antetokounmpo, is 29.
Going to Vegas for the NBA Cup.
A little past his prime.
Maybe so.
Just kind of on the teetering on the edge.
There'll be two Giannis's in one tournament.
I'm not jumping off sides.
And Johnny Manziel, 31 years
old. Johnny Manziel. Must be the money.
They didn't give a number on that.
He was a student of the game, really.
He really was.
Yeah, he really, especially when he got to Cleveland. That's where he really put some time in.
Is he the only quarterback in modern football history that never watched film?
Gotta be.
Never.
That played. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't Kyler Murray
have Heisman?
He had to have
Kyler Murray had zero on his iPad, right?
Yeah, he had a thing in the contract.
No. That was Johnny.
Oh, that was Johnny. They had a clause in his contract.
Kyler had a video game clause.
Oh, okay.
He can't play too much Warzone.
Yeah, Warzone or.
Yeah, he lined him up as the Seahawks on Warzone.
I know people kind of bagged on that documentary. To me, it was incredible. There's some of those things I had not heard about.
No, it was super fun. I loved it.
Yeah.
Born on this day, now dead.
Such a great light when you could tell it was the one on his side. Like, yeah. I want something that's more down the middle to tell everything that's going on instead of his side only.
They glossed over Cleveland. But, I mean, they pretty much told how deceitful they were when in College Station.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what he's doing was highly illegal.
Yeah.
And how he was eligible during all that is amazing.
And you had to keep him around. He was literally, yeah. He built the university.
He did.
And the story before the draft. Okay. Dad, you had a heart attack.
Yeah. Mom,
Johnny,
you got cancer.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
It's insane.
Born on the Stand on Dead, Randy Rhoads, the guitarist of Ozzy Osbourne.
And
plane crash.
Said, you know what? Looks good to us.
Plane crash, right? L4G for Randy Rhoads?
Yeah. Mm. And it was, they were buzzing the tour bus.
Really?
The plane, yes. Oof. Crazy story.
Richard Speck murdered 8 nurses dead on this day in 1991.
Jeez.
The pianist for Take 5, Dave Brubeck.
Yep.
That guy's real famous, isn't he?
We used to have to spin his music at K&T.
Yeah, that's how I know
they
him.
They have a Take 5 and a Take 6?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just turn your sit off button.
No, that. Take 6 is a group.
He's
and
right.
They didn't have any instruments. That's why I was saying.
Oh, really?
Said piano.
No, he's right. He's right.
Then you turn your mic off, jackass.
Ooh.
It's off. A huge jazz standard. So, yeah, they wanted to arrive.
Dead on this day, still dead. Roy Orbison died in 1988.
Attended North Texas.
Jefferson Davis.
Really?
Yep.
Not 1889.
His team lost.
Honus Wagner checked out in 1955. Surely by alcoholism or something.
To the Wagner family, we're not sure about that one.
Well, he died in 1955. They're all dead, too.
Okay.
By now.
Any old baseball cards around.
All right.
My way.
A very special interview.
And yes. This is almost a helpline, but it's not a voicemail. It's a live guest.
Sweet.
Somebody needs some help. Hey, good to hear from you,
Live Four Guy. I think you're funny.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Park, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.